Blog Talk Radio.
If I was a tree, all I could do is lift my arms. If I was a bird, all I could do is sing a song for you. If I was a sun, all I could do is shine for you. But you created me in your image to give to the highest brand. If I was a tree, all and
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord created us in His image to give Him the highest praise. Yes, indeed. The highest praise. We lift up Jesus Christ today. We lift up the Lord today. Amen. The Lord created us in His image to give Him the highest praise. Amen. That's the purpose. That's why the Lord created us to fellowship with Him, Lord. We lift You up today. We glorify Your name. We recognize Your presence. Amen. We discern the body of the Lord in operation today. We discern the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in operation today, Lord. You filled us with Your Spirit today for a purpose. Amen. You filled us with Your Spirit today and that put us on the offensive. Amen. In the power of the Holy Ghost, we go forward in Jesus Christ. This is Brother Green. This is Rivers of the Desert Ministry, Rivers of Living Water in a Dry Place. This is the profitable online ministry. Profitable because we spend time with Jesus Christ. Amen. We're profitable because we're filled with oil. We're profitable because we're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. This is the profitable online ministry. Not profitable according to men's profit. Men's way of being profitable is to have much gold. But gold is the heaviest element in the earth realm. Amen. The gold in the kingdom is the lightest element. The gold of the kingdom is wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. The gold of the kingdom is time spent with Jesus Christ. Invested time in the things of the heavens. Investing your mind on things that are above, where your true habitation is. Amen. Invested time seeking the Lord in the temple. Seeking the Lord inside of you. Looking inward for deliverance. Amen. Recognizing that God sits on the throne in the heavens, and these heavens are inside of you. That's the gold of the kingdom, wisdom and knowledge, and this will cause you to ascend. The angels looked at those that were standing there at the time of the ascension, and they said, why are you looking up in the heavens? The same Jesus. Amen. The same Jesus that you see shall return in like manner. You see Him leaving by way of ascension. He's going to return in like manner. And the religious system looks for an exterior Jesus to return. They look for an outward Jesus. They look for a Jesus that's over here, over there, coming someday, missing this great time of visitation. The greatest time of visitation since the beginning of the earth. That's God dwelling inside of men. God dwelling inside of you. Look inward. Amen. That's where the ascension is going to take place. They teach about the rapture. The rapture is going to take place inside of you. Amen. He's not coming by descension. He's coming by way of ascension. The same way that He left, that's the same way He's coming. He's ascending. Ascending inside of you. Amen. The Lord God ascending inside of you with power. Ascending His glory ascending inside of you with knowledge and wisdom. Amen. Ascending inside of you. His presence ascending inside of you. That's where you are the temple. You are the habitation of God. That's where the power of God is, inside of you. Amen. Don't look for an exterior salvation. Amen. Don't look outward. Don't look over here or over there. Don't look for salvation inside of men's doctrines. Don't look for salvation even inside of the Bible. Nowadays we have people that worship the Bible. Jesus said, you search the scriptures because in them you think you can find salvation. Ain't no salvation in the scriptures. Amen. See, the scriptures testify of the salvation that's inside of you. Jesus says they testify of me. Amen. The scriptures testify of the living God that lives inside of you. That's where the scriptures are telling you to look. They're telling you to seek Him. Seek, knock. Ask, amen. Ask, seek, and knock. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let King Uzziah die, and let the Lord be lifted up high and mighty. Let His train fill the temple. Who's your Uzziah? Amen. Is it some man that you're following? Is it some doctrine you're following? Some religion you're following? Some teaching? Some tradition? Amen. Something you've learned from the past? Let King Uzziah die and let the Lord be lifted up high and mighty. Let His train fill the temple. He's inside of you. Amen. The power of God inside of you, living within men. Amen. This is a great day. This is a great day to be walking in the power of God, to be walking in the freedom of the Holy Ghost. This is a great and glorious day. I sense the power of the Holy Ghost right now on the broadcast. Power to heal. Power to set the captives free. Put on this yoke of Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord's yoke. His yoke is easy. His burdens are light. His yoke will annihilate any other yoke. There's no yoke that will be able to fit on you. I remember one time I talked to a good friend of mine in the Holy Ghost. And as we talked, you know, he encourages me. Lord bless him and strengthen him and his family. And I was telling him that I had come at odds with one of the religious systems that I, you know, and it's so strange. I know God told me to go there and go there and work. But just like the Lord told me to go there and work, he told me it was time to leave too. And the Lord told me it was time to leave and move onward. And I was telling him, I said, you know, I said, and he counseled me. He said, God has called me to outgrow the playpen. Mature up in the Holy Ghost. Allow the Lord to mature you. Amen. The Lord will put you in certain situations to teach you things, you know, and you just have to be taught. And you have to learn your lesson. You have to take the test. And you have to pass the test and move forward. Move forward in the Holy Ghost. Ephesians, the first chapter, says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. To the faithful in Christ Jesus. Amen. To you who are faithful in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, in the Lord. There's no iniquity in him. We are in God. We're in the Lord. We're in Jesus Christ. He's in us. We're all in the Father. They're all in us. Amen. God has decided and determined to set up a tabernacle and then to dwell in that tabernacle. You are the tabernacle of the Holy Ghost. The living God is dwelling among men. He's living inside of men. Israel missed the first nation because they looked for another day. They looked for another Jesus. They looked for another one. And then the blindness came upon Israel and salvation came upon Gentiles. Amen. God dwelling within men. This is that time of visitation. But the pendulum, I tell you, the pendulum is swinging back to Israel. Israel is waking up and blindness is moving upon the Gentiles, you know, because they're not realizing this time of visitation, the power of God dwelling inside of them, because religion teaches them to look forward to another day, look for another Jesus. Look for someone who's going to come and take them all away from this situation. No, God's not going to take nobody nowhere. The Spirit of God dwells inside of a people. The overcoming power of the Holy Ghost dwells inside of you. Discern the Lord's body. Amen. Discern the power of God inside of you. Fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Where is that heavenly place? Inside of you. Where are those all spiritual blessings? Inside of you. Amen. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. God is not willing that anyone should perish. All should come to salvation. He's God. He can do his will. He can do his will. Who can prevent God from doing his will? Men's doctors can't prevent God from doing his will. You know, that free will. Free will. Free will can't prevent God from doing his will. You know, the Lord showed me that if I had the ability within my own self to choose to do what's right and follow a doctrine called free will, I tried free will. Free will don't work for me. Amen. Free will, I stumble when I try to use free will. And then when I try to use free will and I'm able to do righteousness according to my own will, then I turn around and I worship, and it's called will worship. Will worship is what it's called when you're able to do righteousness according to your own free will. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost to do right. Amen. It takes the power of God living inside of you, doing right. He gets the glory. Amen. In me, in the earthen man, there's no ability to do right. In the Adam man, there is no ability to do right. God designed it that way. Amen. That we could cry unto him in this new man. Amen. In the new creation, walking in the light, walking in love, walking in fellowship in the new man. Amen. Fashioned after his very nature. The new man, a God man living inside of this vessel. A God man, a man able to hold on and be filled with new wine. A new vessel and a new wine inside of you. Amen. Discern the new man inside of you that's able to be filled with new wine, that's able to be filled with the Holy Ghost to overflowing. The new man dwelling inside of you. Amen. This scripture's talking about two men laying in the bed, one man going to be taken, the other man going to be left, two women grinding in a mill. It's the new man that's fit for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. It's the new man that can hear the bridegroom, even in this day, saying that they can hear the shout at midnight saying that the bridegroom is coming. Amen. The new man can hear what God is saying in the spirit. Walk in the new man. Amen. Reckon the old man dead. The old man in the earth realm. In the earth realm where the adversary has been given commandment to eat the dust of the earth. Amen. The new man is not in that realm anymore. The new man isn't in the dust realm. The new man is seated with Christ in the heavens. Amen. Walk in the new man. Walk in the light. Amen. Walk in the power of God as you go through the course of the day. Walk in divine healing as you go through the course of the day. Amen. Let the life of God flow through you. Amen. Let the river of life from the throne of God flow through you. Let the river of life from the throne room of God flow through you. A river that's able to heal. Let the fruit grow on the tree that you are. You are the tree planted by living waters that has fruit, that yields fruit according to its rightful season. Yields fruit that can heal the nations. You yield fruit that can heal your family. You yield fruit that can cause deliverance to take place in every situation. This fruit is being yielded by you. You are a tree of life. In the new man, you are a tree of life. Praise God. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of grace, his grace wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He's made us accepted. See, accepted. In the one that he loves, we are accepted in him. Accepted in Jesus Christ, we're clean. In Jesus Christ, we're washed by his blood. We're accepted in him. We are accepted in Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, and through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's why we're a profitable ministry. We are a profitable online ministry because in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of his sin, forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Amen. God has made known to you the mystery of his will, that none should perish. He's made known to you the mystery of his will, that he's redeeming all things. He's subduing all things in Jesus Christ. He's made known the mystery of his will, that he's the Savior of the world, especially to those that believe. He's making known the mystery of his will, that he's purifying all things, that he's made a new heaven and a new earth. He's made known to you this mystery, that you walk in the heavenly realms, right now. He's made known to you this mystery that you follow him and not men, follow him and not men's doctrines. He's making known to you these mysteries that the kingdom of God is dwelling inside of you. He's making these mysteries known to you. Even today, he's making known to you that you can walk as an overcomer. You can walk in a different realm than the realm that the adversary is in. There is no iniquity in the realm that God, in the holiest of holies, in the realm that God has opened in Jesus Christ for you to walk in and for you to possess. You are the New Jerusalem. You are that heavenly city. God is making these mysteries known to you. In Jesus Christ, these mysteries are being known. That having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Everything is in him. He's in us, and we're in him. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained, not going to obtain, but we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, all things. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. We should be to the praise of God who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You've been sealed. We have all been sealed because we've heard the word of truth. And the word of truth, you know, some people think that we've attended some revival somewhere and we heard some preacher speak and we heard truth coming from him. The word of truth, the preacher, let me explain, prophets, preachers, teachers, evangelists, let the Lord teach you about these things. They bring you up to a point of the knowledge of the truth. They bring you up, even the scriptures, bring you up to a point of the knowledge of the truth. But God must manifest that truth inside of you. That word of truth, you hear the master's voice inside of you. You hear a word from God that says, walk in this direction. You hear a word from God that you can latch on to and begin to eat on and begin to drink. First, it's in the form of milk that you can drink. And then it turns from milk to it goes through some stages. It may be honey in the honeycomb. And then eventually it turns into meat. It turns into the very Lord God of heaven that you're eating upon. You become what you eat upon. You actually become his substance because you begin to eat of his body and drink of his blood. Amen. And then you become mature in the power of God. Maturity begins to take place in your life. You realize that he's birthing a Melchizedek ministry inside of you. A Melchizedek priesthood being birthed inside of you, the essence of who he is, having no beginning and having no end, eating upon the secrets of God, eating upon the mysteries of the Holy Ghost, eating upon the deep things of God, flowing in the deep things of God, no longer needing the teachings of men or needing men's doctrines. It's a glorious thing when brethren come together in the Holy Ghost in fellowship. It is when we recognize that we see God when we see each other. I see God in you. Amen. I see Jesus Christ in you. I see the power of God dwelling inside of you. I sense the presence of God inside of you even now on the airwaves. I sense the love of God inside of you, even now as we speak on the airwaves. You know, I'm eventually going to start opening up these airwaves where we can begin to talk and fellowship. Because I can sense God on these airwaves. I can sense the Holy Ghost on these airwaves as we're speaking. And I know that this for a purpose now that we don't, but I sense it in a time in a not too far away future. We're going to come together and we're going to fellowship and worship on this broadcast. And because I'm not one that's greatly giving to one way communication. That's the way the system is set up. You know, you sit here, you listen to me. It's the body that comes together and ministers to the body. That's what we need in this day. That is what God is calling in this day. The recognizing of the body, the discerning of the body. We have to discern the Lord's body. And where's the Lord's body? The Lord's body is inside of you. The power of God is inside of you. We have to discern the power of God. That's where we move into this greater works ministry as we begin to discern the power of God inside of each other. Amen. Discern the Lord's body. Let's continue. I'm going to continue a little bit here. That we should be to the praise of his glory first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that, also after that, ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The Lord give you this day the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. As understanding right, which eyes, specialize the eyes of understanding. Understanding comes from the power of God. Let God teach you what you see. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is exceeding greatness of his power to he according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, raised from the dead, victory over death, raised him up from the dead, resurrection power, raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. And we're in him. We are in the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in the Lord's day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. Amen. Be blessed.